Well, the Lord has something good for us today. Sometimes when a preacher preaches and is talking to people out in the foyer, you hear things like, you always manage to find something to fill up the time. Or, I don't care what people say, I like your sermons. Now, here's one of my favorites. If I'd have known you were going to be good today, I would have invited someone. At least you were good that day, right? They shouldn't make you preach so often. Did you know there are 580 ceiling tiles in our auditorium? I'm so glad we don't have ceiling tiles anymore. I don't have to watch anybody counting ceiling tiles. And my personal favorite, though, is, well, that was a pretty good talk. I don't want to give a talk. I want to ask the Holy Spirit to anoint and to speak to our hearts today. So you pray with me. Father, we just thank you for this time, this opportunity we have together, Lord, just to hear your word and to be changed. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would truly work in our midst. Lord, that you would accomplish all that you desire in us and through us. May we be all that you want us to be, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Today, we're going to go deep. Now, I want to explain what deep is not and what it is. See, most people think when you say deep, they think that that means that it's going to be complicated, that it's going to be something that they don't understand, or that they think it's going to be something that they've never heard before, some new teaching that only a few people have the knowledge of. So it must be deep. I want to tell you, deep has nothing to do with new. It has nothing to do with knowing Greek and Hebrew and a bunch of theological terms. Deep is simply when you are in over your head. So here's what deep is. The call to be a disciple is a call to be like Jesus. And that's as deep as you can go. And I just want to let that settle for just a minute, because there seems to be this itching ears in our generation of people always wanting something new. Let me tell you, the deepest you can go ever in your whole life, the rest of your life, is to be like Jesus. And it's not complicated. It's not something that is too difficult for us to grasp or understand. No, but it is deep. I don't care what seminary somebody went to, how many letters they have after their name, or if they can tell you how many demons can occupy a 10 by 10 room. It doesn't matter to me. Listen, deep is being like Jesus, who, by the way, never did any of those things, and neither did his disciples. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to seminary to learn. I'm just saying that that's not what makes us deep. If you want to be like Jesus, that's deep. And I want to challenge you and encourage you today that to answer the call to be a disciple is to answer the call to be like the Master, to be like Jesus. When Jesus says, follow me, he is not asking us to go for a walk. He is calling us to go with him on a life journey. It is a journey to know him, to be intimate with him, but it is also a journey to imitate him. It is a journey to be like him, to become like him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Now, Paul was setting an example for these people, and there are certainly people that we need to set an example for. But here's the key. He said, as I imitate Christ. And so if we are going to have an impact on this world, I want to tell you, we need to imitate Christ. He's the one that we want to be like. He makes it clear that seeing people become like Jesus was what he was always working for and striving for. In Galatians 4:19, he says, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. That is the goal of ministry. It is to see Christ formed in people. The goal of the disciple is to be like Jesus. Luke 6:40, we've read it every week in this series. A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Jesus had disciples, and Jesus says, this is Jesus speaking, a disciple who is fully trained, who is perfectly trained, will be like his teacher. And so, when we arrive, we'll be just like Jesus. We're aware we haven't arrived yet, right? There's still a little further to go. We're not fully trained. He says when we're fully trained, we'll be just like him. Now, I want you to know, that's what this world needs. This world needs to see Jesus. And it may sound cliche, but it is absolutely true that you are the only Jesus that they're going to see this side of heaven. How the world needs Jesus. How they need to see that Jesus is real. The world doesn't need any more angry religious people. Jesus dealt with that over and over again in his day. Angry religious people. But it hasn't gone away. And they come in every nationality, ethnicity, every religion, including the Christian religion. Angry religious people who think they're doing God a service when they are hateful and mean to other people. What the world needs is to see Jesus. They need to see people who act like Jesus, who imitate Jesus, disciples who are truly following the Lord to become more like him. We are the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That's how the world will see Jesus. To be like Jesus, it takes a total commitment. We talked about in the first message of this series. You got to deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. You can't half-heartedly be like Jesus. You won't ever get there. It won't ever happen. It takes a total commitment on our part. To be like Jesus, we have to be with him. You can't imitate him if you're not intimate with him. The more you're with him, the more you become like him. You know, it's interesting if you look at couples who have been together for 40, 50 years, a lot of times they act more and more alike the longer they're together. Sometimes they even kind of start looking alike. It's amazing how that happens. But I just got to tell you that if you'll hang out with Jesus long enough, you'll start looking more like Jesus. You'll start acting more like Jesus. I'll tell you, some of the most Christ-like people I've ever known were people who had served the Lord for 50, 60, 70 years. They just kept getting more like Jesus. And that's the way it ought to be. That no matter where we are in our walk with the Lord, it is our desire, our goal, that we want to become more like Him. To be like Him, we have to continue to learn. We learn His ways. His disciples are students of a way of life. And we got to always be learning and growing until we grow up to be just like Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 11 through 15. And He Himself, Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. I want to tell you, contrary to what the world says and what the religious world says, church leaders are not just supposed to take care of the people. They're supposed to equip the people, prepare the people for the work of the ministry so the body of Christ will be built up for the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man. You know, when it says perfect, it reminds me of what Jesus said about a disciple. When they are perfectly trained, they'll be like the teacher. I'm telling you, that's what He wants. He wants us to grow up into Him, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's our goal, to grow up into Jesus. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. You know, when He's talking about no longer being children, no longer being babies, blown here and there by every wind of doctrine, I think it has a whole lot to do with what we're seeing in our day with this humanistic gospel that it's all about you. It's not all about us. It's all about Jesus. And our goal, listen, shouldn't just be for us to get what we want out of life. That sounds like the world. Our goal is to be like Jesus. There's so much of this attitude in the church culture of the day where people just want what Jesus can do for them. I want what Jesus can do for me. What happened to wanting to be like Jesus? I've watched culture change over the years. It's one of the things about being older. You get to say, hey, I've lived long enough to see that and see this. And I want to tell you that what I see in our world right now is quite different from what I saw 20, 30, 40 years ago. But it's also what I see in church culture today is so different from what I saw 20, 30 years ago. And what happened to people just wanting to be like Jesus? Say, now we just want what Jesus can do for us. What happened wanting to be like Jesus? Where we sang songs like, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like Him. All I ask is to be like Him. And I'm telling you that we need to grow up. We need to learn. You see, this is where we need to go. Not just being babies. You know what babies do? They only care about themselves. They don't know any better. They just want what they want. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of teaching today that feeds into that. And what we need, speak the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. We need the truth. And I'll tell you that Jesus has called us to be like Him in this world. As He is, so are we in this world. That's what it tells us in 1 John. The ultimate goal of the Christian life is that we become like Him. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore be imitators of God as dear children." Are you imitating God? Oh, how can we do that? Well, He tells us in the next verse, "Walk in love as Christ also loved us and gave Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Jesus walked in love. Everywhere He went, He helped other people. Everywhere He went, it was about loving people. And I got to tell you that if we get everything else right, but we miss this, we blew it. None of the rest of it matters if you don't get this. Jesus said the most important thing is that you love God and you love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm telling you, if we don't love other people, we can't ever be like Jesus. Because His life was a life. He walked in love. It was a life that was given as a sweet-smelling aroma to God. That every day it was a sacrifice, not just on the cross. And you see, we need to live that way every day, that our life is a living sacrifice, that we give of ourselves and we love others just as our Savior did. If we're ever going to be like Jesus, we got to walk in love like He did. Jesus said that He didn't come to be served, but to serve. Surely the God of the universe, by whom all of the worlds were spoken into being, could have come and demanded to be served. But He didn't. He came and He served. He humbled Himself. When He washed the feet of the disciples, He said in John 13, 15, "I have given you an example that you should do as I have." And that was not written for their sake, but for ours. He gives us an example, not of washing feet, but of being willing to serve others in the lowliest of tasks, in whatever opportunity might present itself to us, that we are willing to serve. We don't promote ourselves. We don't put ourselves on a pedestal. We don't think of ourselves as being above certain things, but like our Savior, to be like Him, we make ourselves a servant. Philippians 2, 5 through 8 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God," listen, "but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." He humbled Himself, made Himself like a bondservant. And I'll tell you, if we're going to be like Jesus, we got to be willing to serve. And most of all, we got to be willing to serve our Heavenly Father. He was obedient even unto death. Jesus did everything that the Father told Him to do. Everything the Father told Him to say, He said it. If we want to be like Jesus, I tell you, we got to be His servants, humble ourselves, and obey Him in everything. Jesus lived a life of doing good for others. Acts 10:38 says it this way, "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power." Now I want to say this part again because we need to remember this, okay? God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. We should be going about doing good. Believers lay hands on the sick and they recover. I'll tell you, we're supposed to be doing the works of Jesus. But we're also supposed to be like Jesus. He was loving and kind. He is merciful and forgiving. He is not judgmental. He does not condemn. He didn't seek his own agenda. He seeks to save that which was lost. He lifts up the downcast. He encourages the discouraged. He gives hope to the hopeless. He binds up the brokenhearted. He sets the captives free. How can we be like Jesus? You know, we are all well aware of our shortcomings, our faults and flaws. If you're not, just tell your family that you're just like Jesus and they'll explain to you how you're not. How can we be like Jesus with all of our human weakness? 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is a spiritual truth, that when you are born again, you are born of the Spirit of God. The Bible says His seed is in you. You need to understand this. We are adopted into the family. He adopts us. We have the spirit of adoption. And that is in the sense that we once were not part of this family, and now we are. But you also need to understand that we were born into this family by the Spirit of God, that His seed is in us. We are born of Him, the Bible says. And this is a spiritual reality. How could we possibly be like Jesus? Because we have a new nature. We have a new spiritual DNA. And you might say, but my family is this way and I've always been this way. You have a new family. You got a new spiritual DNA. There's new blood in you. And you can be like Jesus. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. This also is a spiritual truth. I've been crucified with Christ. Paul hadn't gotten up on a cross. He's talking about a spiritual truth, that his old nature, that old sinful man, is dead on the cross with Christ. He's been crucified. This is what water baptism is a symbol of, that the old man has died and the new man lives. I've been crucified with Christ. That's what Jesus was talking about, giving reference to when he said, deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Listen, your old self can never be like Jesus. Self can never be like Jesus. Self will always do what it wants. But I'm glad that's not the end of the verse. I'm crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's how we can be like Jesus. It's because Jesus lives inside of us. How can we in our weakness and faults and flaws be like Jesus? Because Jesus lives inside of us. It's no longer us. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. You got to do this by faith. You're living this life by faith in the Son of God, that it's Jesus living in you and through you, who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, you might be a nice person. You might be a great guy. And I'm sure at your funeral someday, just like every funeral, they'll say, well, he was a really good person. But I got to tell you, No matter how good somebody else may think you are, no matter what you might have done something to help somebody sometime, you can't be Jesus without Jesus living in you. Self has to die. Paul said, I die daily. And yet he was a man who rejoiced and had so much fun serving God, seeing God do miracles, seeing miraculous things happen all the time, seeing lives changed. But he said, I die daily. He didn't live, do his life just what he wanted and have his way. No, he was letting Christ live in him. And I'm telling you, if we want to be like Jesus, there's the key. You got to let Jesus Christ live in you. Get self out of the way. John 14 and 12, Jesus says, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And this is one of those promises that just seems too extreme to be true. The works that Jesus did, we will do also in greater works than these. How can that be? That we could be so much like Jesus that we did the works that Jesus did. There's the key at the end of the verse. He says, because I go to my Father. Because Jesus said when he goes to the Father, then the Father's going to send the promise, the Holy Spirit. And that's how you can be like Jesus. That's how Jesus lives inside of you. It's through the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's the Holy Spirit living inside of you. I want to remind you that Jesus was led of the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit when he went into the wilderness. Jesus was filled with the Spirit. Jesus had the Spirit without measure. The Bible tells us over and over. In fact, we read it there in the book of Acts that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. It's the Holy Spirit in you that empowers you to be like Jesus. There's a commercial some years ago. It was a Gatorade commercial, and they kind of ran with this theme for a little while. One of those was, be like Mike. It's talking about Michael Jordan. Be like Mike. And they show Mike enjoying his Gatorade. Be like Mike. And they show him flying across the court, smashing the ball through the net. Be like Mike. Drink Gatorade. You'll be like Mike. I don't think so. I mean, you can drink gallons and gallons of Gatorade. In fact, you won't be able to jump as high as you if you do that. But I'm just saying, you can drink lots of Gatorade. You're not going to be like Mike. But let me tell you something, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, and if you're full of the Holy Spirit, you can be like Jesus. That is the key. We got to be full of the Spirit. We got to be led of the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit. And then we can be like Jesus. Let Him direct us. Let Him tell us what to say and do. And the more that we walk in the Spirit, the more we are like Jesus. John 14, 17, Jesus said, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you, and He will be in you. That's what Jesus told the disciples. He dwells with you, but He will be in you. And that's it. It's that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is inside of the believer. And so Paul tells us in Galatians 5:16, he says, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that old sinful nature, the desires of the old sinful nature. You see, we all deal with that old sinful nature. And that's why it makes it seem like it's so impossible for us to ever be like Jesus. But he tells us that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. You see, it's through the Holy Spirit that we can put to death the misdeeds of the body, that we can overcome. Then he goes on in that passage to tell us what the works of the flesh are. All kinds of yucky stuff. Stuff we're all familiar with, things like hate and bitterness and lust. But if we walk in the Spirit, he says, we won't fulfill those things. How can you be like Jesus? Be filled with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Be led of the Spirit. And it's not only about what we do, it's about who we are. It's about the character of Christ being developed in our life. He says in Galatians 5:22, this is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. You know what that sounds like? Jesus. How can you be like Jesus? You got to have Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. So much so that others see. You see, if our family and our friends and our co-workers don't see some Jesus in us, it's time for change. And if they don't see a little more Jesus than they did last year, it's time for change. And even if they see us growing, it's time to keep growing. To keep becoming more like Jesus, that in this life we never get to the place where we say, you know what, I think I'm enough like Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3, we want to look at verses 12 through 14. I've talked about this passage many times in reference to goals and in reference to God's purpose in our life. I want you to understand this morning that God's ultimate purpose and goal for our life is that we would be like Jesus. That one day we will absolutely be conformed into the image of His Son. That when we see Him, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And I'm telling you, that is the ultimate goal of our life. And so when you read this in the light of that, he says, not that I've already attained or am already perfected. We know we haven't arrived yet. Got so far to go. You see, when I talk about being like Jesus, it always makes me feel so weak. But I know that when I'm weak, then I am strong. I know that the power of Christ rests upon me then. No, we haven't arrived. No, we are not perfect. But we press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. Don't count yourself as have apprehended. You see, here's the Apostle Paul. After decades of ministry, he's seen the dead raised. He's seen the sick healed. He's seen blind eyes open. He's seen devils cast out. He's seen all kinds of miracles. But there's something more that he's pressing on to apprehend, to take hold of. He says, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to the things which are ahead. You see, we've all had failures and mistakes. We all have personal weakness and flaws. But he says, I'm forgetting about the past. And I'm telling you this morning, that no matter what might be in your past, no matter might be able to say, hey, hypocrite, what do you mean you're like Jesus? Listen, you need to forget about the past and start reaching forward to what God has for you. Don't let the enemy tie you down and condemn you with your past. But instead, you reach forward to this. I press toward the goal for the prize. It's not a crown. What is it? For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The upward call of God, not the satisfied right where I am, but the upward call of God. I'm pressing on, pressing toward that goal. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus is to be like Jesus. Press toward that goal. That we might be able to say with Paul in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ. He goes on to say, and to die is gain. He says, I don't know which to pick, but then he says, but I'm going to stay because it'll mean fruitful labor. It'll be better for you if I'm here. You need to make up your mind that as long as you live this life, you're going to live it for Christ. As long as you live this life, you're going to do your very best to be like the Master and let Christ be formed in you. Be Jesus in this world. I'm telling you, this world needs to see Jesus. People around you, they need to see Jesus. And I know you haven't arrived. I know that you've got faults and flaws, but let me tell you, you ought to always be growing. You ought to always be pressing toward that upward call of God in Christ Jesus to be just like Jesus. That every day we get up with this journey that we're on to know Him intimately and to imitate Him and to be like Him. Stand with me. We're going to pray. I'd like for our prayer partners to come. Father, I thank You that You love us so much. You don't leave us where we are, but You're calling us onward, upward. I pray, Father, this morning that You would accomplish in us today what You desire. Draw us nearer. Draw us nearer. I pray, Lord, that there would just be a renewed hunger to be like Jesus. That if You tarry, that there come a day when others will say, they were like Jesus to me. Help us, Lord. We know we can't do it apart from You, apart from Your Holy Spirit. So I pray, Father, today that every person in this building would just allow Jesus, would allow the Holy Spirit to live big in them. And that You be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In just a moment, we're going to close our service, but I want to give you opportunity to come for prayer this morning. Some of you, you realize you've just kind of settled in. You haven't apprehended. It's time for you to go a little higher. That upward call is calling you to be like Jesus. And I encourage you to come for prayer this morning. Get on your way again. Some of you, you've struggled and tried to live this life and failed. And you're saying, how can I do this? It's Jesus in you. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you today to come and be filled with the Spirit. Jesus was full of the Spirit, and you need to be full of the Spirit. Be like Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. Some of you here today dealing with the past, it's time to put that behind you. receive God's forgiveness. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm telling you, it's time for you to put that behind you and get on with what God has. However God is dealing with you this morning. Whatever prayer request you came to the service with, you're welcome to come as we pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.